We'll tell you some specifically about this project around using law and policy to improve Healthy People 2020 that we're working on. So with that, I have no disclosures. And this is just what I told you a little bit. We'll talk about the project. I'll tell you some about Healthy People 2020 to kind of ground you on the rest of the panel. We'll tell you specifically about the project and then tell you how we hope the project will really have impact and the next steps for it. And I'm sure for the law section, this is not something that you need to hear too much, but why did we want to focus on using law and policy as a tool to improve health? And big picture, law is one of those important levers that helps us protect and promote health. It's really how society frames what it wants to become. It sets rules to define minimum standards of behavior. It allows authority and flexibility to governments to respond to community needs. And the effective application and implementation of law is just as important as the other public health tools we have, whether it's communications or epidemiology or surveillance. And it's something that I don't think we've always given enough attention to. And so we hope through these efforts and the others that you'll hear about at APHA to help people figure out a little bit more how law and policy can be helpful to meeting national objectives and, in general, improving health. So the project that we're working on that you'll hear from some of our folks today, fortunately, is about the Law and Health Policy Project. It's a collaboration between four agencies, Health and Human Service, the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, where I work as the project lead. We're working with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who gave a grant for this project. CDC Foundation actually is our grant recipient, and so they're project directors and do a lot of the administrative work. And then finally, we work with CDC and specifically with CDC's Public Health Law Program, who helps with some of the legal research, analysis, and connections. So what is our Law and Health Policy Project? What we hope to do is, as I was saying, provide an in-depth analysis of how evidence-based legal interventions and strategies can help to improve health. We're going to highlight laws and policies that we think make a difference, but that are related to specific Healthy People 2020 topic areas and objectives. We'll work on 10 to 15 reports over 3.5 years, and we hope this will feature progress towards Healthy People 2020 objectives. We'll focus on state and local laws and policies, highlight those laws that have demonstrated outcomes and effects, those that we think are making a difference out there in the community, those interventions that are really have that evidence base and are making impact as we hope. And then finally, we really want to show places where things are happening out in the field. And so for those who aren't necessarily lawyers or don't look at data all the time, we also want to tell stories. And so we're going to have case studies or bright spots where we emphasize what's going on there and help people see, hopefully, how they too can do some of these things using law and policy to make a difference in health. So wanted to tell for those of you, how many of you all know Healthy People 2020? Okay, good, almost everybody, so it'll be quick. But in general, Healthy People 2020 is a national agenda that really sets out our vision for how we want to improve health and achieve health equity in the U.S. While the federal government runs it, it's really for everyone. We hope the people at state, local, other organizations all will look at Healthy People to see how they're doing meeting these national targets. It creates a comprehensive strategic framework. It deals with all kinds of areas of health, uniting health promotion and disease prevention into one group or umbrella. It's science-based, and importantly, it's measurable objectives, which have specific targets that we hope to meet by 2020. So it's something that we can aim for, we can see how we're doing, and we can do analysis. It also requires maybe people at all times coming in. It requires tracking of data-driven outcomes also, and so really is important to help monitor our progress and hope to motivate, guide, and focus action. To give you a little bit about how we think Healthy People 2020 also meets our Health and All Policies theme that we have here at Healthy People 2020, at the conference, Healthy People 2020 really focuses on the social determinants of health and thinks about how things like physical environment and social environment can help us to meet our health outcomes. There are four main goals. The first is to achieve high-quality, longer lives free of preventable disease, disability, injury, and premature death. Second, we focus on health equity, eliminating disparities and improving the health of all groups, creating social and physical environments that promote good health for all, and promoting quality of life, healthy development, and healthy behaviors across all life stages. So hopefully a lot of those terms that you've been hearing about at the conference and that all of you all are working on out in your communities around the country. You can see these are the 42 topic areas that Healthy People 2020 focuses on. Within those 42 topic areas, you can see we have specific disease focus areas. We have age ranges now, so early and middle childhood or older adults. We focus specifically on things like LGBT health, social determinants of health. So it really is, we hope, that broad umbrella that looks at health comprehensively and lets us look at both what we're doing well, what objectives we're meeting, and where we have disparities and things we need to work on. Also, you'll see there are 42 topic areas. We have 1,200 measurable objectives. So there are a lot there. So there's also a smaller set of these topics, so about 12 of them with 26 objectives that we call leading health indicators. And so to help us kind of do an assessment of how can we take a look at big picture how we're doing as a country with health, and a little bit smaller focus area. But certainly all of these are important and help us to make up our nation's health. So this is just to show you, if you go to our website, healthypeople.gov, Healthy People 2020 has a website with a lot of great resources, the data, materials. I pulled out on the right the healthcare-associated infections objectives, which Bernie will tell you a little bit more about in a little bit. You can see that the objectives are there, the data source, there are evidence-based resources, so there are a lot of things there that you can look at, as well as the specific objectives under each of the areas. So with that, we're developing reports around Healthy People 2020, and I wanted to tell you a little bit more about this report development process before you hear about a couple of the reports. We have an organizational structure, and I don't necessarily expect you to be able to read all of this, but it just shows you that we're working with a lot of different partners and with a lot of different sectors and disciplines, much like I think we need with health and all policies. We have the four project partners that we talked about before, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, CDC Foundation, CDC, and HHS. We work with a federal interagency work group, which was made up of all the 40 agencies that work on Healthy People 2020. So also there, a broad multi-sectoral focus. We have a specific law and health policy work group who's helping us to provide guidance to the FIW, who really approves all of the Healthy People 2020 work, made up of a number of the different works, agency reps and people from the project partners. We're fortunate to work with five organizations who we call organizational liaisons. That's Change Lab Solutions, the Network for Public Health Law, the Partnership for Public Health Law, Public Health Law Research, and CDC's Public Health Law Program. And those groups really know what's going on in the field, have a lot of great resources, and they're there to help us both think through as we're starting the reports kind of what we needed. But we really hope once we have these reports, they're there to help us amplify the message and to provide technical assistance and resources to people once they're ready. So this just tells you a little bit about the criteria. We really wanted to pick report topics that were important to the field. They were public health and agency priorities. There were clear ways that law and policy could improve health. There was evidence-based knowledge. We wanted to be able to tell if there was strong evidence about something that works or if it's promising and something we want to follow. We needed to make sure there was Healthy People data as well as law and policy data. And we wanted to not just look at federal laws and policies, but also to make sure state laws and policies and data were available. And we wanted to be able to tell these stories, what's working, and to be able to look at, are these topics ones that there's already a lot out there, or are they some that are a little bit newer and kind of more emerging? And we want to overall use a range of both topics and meet these criteria in the reports we pick. So this shows you the nine report topics that so far we're working on. We have two pilot reports, healthcare-associated infections and nutrition and weight status, which you'll hear from Jean and Bernie a little bit about later. But you can see the range. We're focusing on oral health and substance abuse and mental health and mental disorder. And we're currently developing reports and topics like access to health services, disability and health, immunization and infectious diseases, and maternal, infant, and child health. So we're hoping to bring in a lot of different partners and agencies to show people that law and policy can be important in big picture in health and in all of these different areas. We have two really important partners as we get started with this work and throughout. One is CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. They actually help manage, analyze, and are in charge of the data for Healthy People 2020, so a huge partner. And as we've been thinking about the reports, they've also helped us to say which ones have data both that's clean, that has a number of data points, and that works with state and local data that we could, as we're thinking through our reports. And then from the legal side, we work with CDC's Public Health Law Program, who's helped us examine how law is used as a tool to advance public health, and also as we pick topics, has helped us to go through and think through which ones would make good reports, and of the 1,200 objectives, which of those have law and policy data and availability for us. Big picture, this is what our reports will look at. We're still developing the reports, but there are important elements that each will have, so we have kind of a common feel. The first is an introduction to the topic, to the area, to the objectives that we're selecting. So of each report, we're picking a couple objectives to really dive into. We expect the reports to be 20 to 30 pages, so not huge, so we certainly can't cover for nutrition and weight status, for example, all 20 objectives. So we picked a couple to really dive into in the report, but want to kind of set that context at the start. We'll talk about specific interventions and topics for discussion. This is both around data as well as legal analysis that we'll measure. As I talked about, we're going to focus on stories, so those bright spots or case studies of how laws are being used around the country, both specific interventions and then specific communities where things are working. It's important that we look both at the legal research and the related evidence, because what this brings in, we hope, is the idea that law and policy really help us with our healthy people goals, and it's an important part of how we do health. We want to talk about emerging trends and issues. Some of these may not have the evidence base that they'll be talked about in kind of the specific interventions that we focus on in the report, but it's so important to be able to focus what we see happening, what's emerging, what's promising, so that if people in communities are out there reading these reports, they can see for themselves as they're considering interventions, gosh, what criteria would we use to decide what interventions to use? Would some of these potential law and policy interventions be ones that we might want to consider to meet our specific health objectives? We'll have conclusions, of course. And then one thing we think is really important are these last steps, which will be the appendices and supplemental resources. And so we want to highlight not just the materials that we're using within the reports, but other materials and resources we found useful in the areas. So for nutrition and weight status, Jean will tell you about a specific focus on objectives, but there's so much out there. There may be other partners that could help you with some of these other objectives. There may be things that didn't make it in the reports that we think are helpful. We probably also will divide things up based a little bit on law versus data or analysis, so that if you're coming at it from a particular lens, that would be helpful. And then we talk about supplemental resources. We want to point to things like executive summaries, to looking at specific case studies. We see those being separate pieces people could pull out for stories. We want to make sure to link people to those partners in the field who are working in this. So our organizational liaisons, federal agencies, other views who have evidence-based or legal-based resources that we think would help people looking at specific topic areas and think through how they could use healthy people or use these resources to meet their objectives and the healthy people targets. So dissemination, and you won't be able to read all this, but we just really want to make sure they get to a lot of audiences, and we're thinking through a lot of ways of getting the material out. First, we're excited that the reports will sit on Healthy People 2020. So our HHS website will house the reports under the specific topic areas, and we're trying to think how to make sure they're visible and linked. We'll also make sure that hopefully our project partners, the FIW, our federal interagency work group, will help us to think through how to disseminate it. The specific topic area work groups all have agencies that work with them, so we're working with those groups. They're helping us to review the reports and make sure that they're using the best science and evidence. We also hope they'll be able to get this out to their partners. Social media is certainly something that gets information out really well now, and we want to make sure that we can bring it to people in different formats, both the report, online, through Twitter, through webinars, a lot of different means. We expect to do things like this, presentations and conferences at groups like APHA, law audiences, specific scientific or public health audiences that are focusing in these areas. And then finally, what we talked about, the companion documents, really thinking if there are law reviews or other things that come up or journal articles that maybe are based on some of the areas around the reports that make sense to kind of help to get this information and the learnings that we've had out to a broad audience. So finally, this is what we hope to see as far as the expected impact of the reports. One, we want to have them shared publicly. They'll be on our website. We want to make sure stakeholders know what works. We want to hope that they'll help with adoption of evidence-based interventions as people hear what's happening around the country, which ones are working, that they'll consider those when they're thinking about what to do. We want to have discussions with non-traditional health partners. One thing exciting about this is our report work groups have an authors, and they also have a report work group that are made up of both experts in epidemiology and science and law, as well as people who work at agencies and in the specific scientific areas. And that discussion and that dialogue has been really exciting so far, and we hope we'll make a strong report that reaches a lot of audiences and really helps us get that impact that we're looking for. And finally, we hope that this will help us big picture reach public health outcomes and our progress for Healthy People 2020 targets. Finally, here's contact information for people. Both Tiffany, who's in the audience, and I at ODPHP, and then we work closely with the Public Health Law Program. And with that, I will sit down. Thank you. And hopefully, it will go straight to Scott.